All right, all right, all right. That was Celestial Magenta, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You were listening to Analog Archives. We just listened to some of this, I believe, 1990. No, wait. Ooh. I got my ears off. 1995 is when this album came out. It's called Let's Rumble. And I don't know, I was into it personally. I thought it had a lot of cool energy and it was just really chaotic. And I hope you all enjoyed it too. If you never heard of Celestial Magenta, now you have. I wish I could recommend you a place to go find them, but I really can't. Maybe one day I will be able to, though. Anyways, we've got another band coming your way. But before that, I thought I'd play another track off of the Dallas Carr record, The Waking Hour. This track is called Create and Melt. Let's see what this one's about. All right, we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. You've been listening to some tunes from UK duo Dallas Carr, as well as a Vancouver band that I cannot find really anything about, by the name of Celestial Magenta. Coming up, though, we have a few tracks from another Canadian rock group that I was able to find very little of. But this tape that I did find, it looks almost hand-drawn, the label on it. It is by a group by the name of Rhythmic Flux. This came out in 1988, and that is about the extent of what I know. I know it is probably from Toronto due to the address that is attached to this, but other than that, I'm here to discover as much as you are. So coming up next, we've got Rhythmic Flux with Liquidate. Let's see what's up.
Thank you.
right, we're going to keep it rolling. I honestly cannot tell if this is the next track, but if it is, this is Spice of Life by Rhythmic Flux, only on CJSM 90.1 FM. This is the Analog Archives. Thank you so much for tuning in this hour. We have about 15 minutes left. Let's make it count.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF Brazil.
This is Bird Note. Every hobby community has its lingo, and folks who love birds are no exception. Even the word bird has multiple meanings, says Rosemary Mosco, the author and illustrator behind a new book called The Birding Dictionary.
Bird, noun, a type of animal that is, by all scientific and objective measures, the best one. Verb, the worthy act of beholding a bird and giving it the time and attention it deserves.
Rosemary's tongue-in-cheek guide defines many of the terms that you might hear on a bird outing, like calling a particularly cute bird a burb, or shortening binoculars to just bins or knocks. And for anyone with doubts about who gets to use these words, she also included this entry.
Birder, noun, a person who engages in the hobby of spotting, listening to, and or otherwise perceiving birds. If you love observing birds, you're a birder. If you're new to the hobby, you're a birder. If you love birds but have never heard any of the slang or scientific jargon in this book before, you're a birder. If you're the type of person who judges other birders for not knowing enough about birds, you're still a birder, but you're also an ant. If you're a peregrine falcon and love observing birds, you're just hungry. I feel like there is no hobby where people are more nervous about calling themselves a part of it. I try to reassure people, like, you are a birder and you belong in the community.
To all the birders out there, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
That was a bird note for all of you tuning in right now. We are back with Analog Archives, but thank you to Bird Note for that one. We don't gatekeep birding here. We don't gatekeep birding. That's right. I'm speaking on behalf of the station when I say that. And I just want to talk about the track that we heard before a couple of the PSAs that played, because I really did not know what to expect. And I had heard some of it, but at one point it felt like the sort of circus like creeped in there, and that caught me off guard. There was some flute that caught me off guard. I feel like there were bongos at one point. It was very dynamic, and the vocalist was very like Talking Heads-esque, I will say, but I really want to hear more. And I think I was a little premature when I said, oh, this next track is Spice of Life. I think that might have just been it going into like a weird outro transition. But I think if I start playing it now, we should be good. So yeah, let's see what happens. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, and this pick from the archives is Rhythmic Flux. This next track should be Spice of Life. So I hope you enjoy the track, and I hope you've been enjoying your time. We have about 10 minutes left to go, but it's gonna be a great 10 minutes, I guarantee it. Stay tuned. This is, once again, Analog Archives. All right, once again, that was Rhythmic Flux with Spice of Life, only on the Analog Archives, which is only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, and when I talk about this song, hear me out here, okay? I don't mean this in any sort of unfavorable way, but the style of that song and the vocalist and just the instrumentation in general sort of reminded me of Mr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, which is the Muppet rock band. And again, I love the Muppets. I love Electric Mayhem. They're so fun in all those Muppet movies, but that is sort of the vibe I was getting, and I appreciate that. You know, I want to know if there's a band on record just throughout human history that has just outright been like, yeah, my biggest inspiration, the Electric Mayhem, Mr. Teeth, my idol. I want that. Anyways, that was once again Rhythmic Flux with Spice of Life. Two pretty long tracks. First one was Liquidate. And yeah, there was just so much going on. And again, this is a group that I was not able to find any other information on. I think some of the members live across Canada from what I was able to find, but that was sort of the extent of it. Maybe one day one of them will want to talk to me about it. That is another exciting aspect of the show, is, you know, finding these sort of obscure tapes that almost seem lost in time and trying to find the people that made them and see, are they still making music? Where are they now? What's going on? I'm often wondering that. What's going on? Anyways, thank you all so, so, so very much for tuning in this week for the Analog Archives. Coming up next and very, very soon is none other than Wham Bam East Band. So make sure you stay tuned for that, because it's going to be a great show. Thank you all so much. And until next week, you already know, peace. Okay, for real this time though. Bye bye.
You're listening to CJ.